Sabretash was back up at the chamber window with Colonel Sandgall and Sundew, all of them watching the progress of the battle on the shore below. Zigu's command had been taken over by a weasel called Bleaknose, an active quick thinker. He had led his troops into the stake trench, where they had smashed the wooden spikes, piling them with carcasses of the slain on the edge of the trench and covering them with sand. The result was a good trench, fronted by earthworks from which the horde could send arrows, spears, or sling stones against the mountain defenders. Colonel Sandgall sent a dispatch runner to the lower windows and openings.
Tell the squads to come up here. Perfect spot for shooting down into that trench, what? All the harder for the belly vermin to send blinking missiles this far up. What do you say, Tash, old lad?
Sabretash groaned aloud at what he saw below.
Oh, my giddy aunt. Take a look at this, sir.
There was Sunflash, alone and unprotected out on the shore, roaring his defiance in the face of the enemy. Swart had fled almost to the sea, leaving most of the horde as a barrier between himself and his foe. Sandgall squinched his brow down hard on his monocle.
Instant calamity, what? Lordship's going to get himself massacred. There's enough vermin down there to kill 10 badgers. Blood wrath or no blinking blood wrath. They'll have him. Cause of swift action. Tash, jump to it.
Sundew stared anxiously at the lone figure down on the shore.
They're shooting arrows at him,
she cried. Swart was angry with himself. He had come all this way for vengeance, only to turn tail and run at the sight of Sunflash. Breathlessly, he splashed through the shallows to the line of rocks that stretched from shore to sea. Nightshade could see what had taken place, and artfully she soothed the warlord's bruised ego.
No beast could stand against the badger in his madness, sire. You did well to escape him. Besides, I know you want to take him alive so that you may have your revenge bit by bit. You always said that.
The ferret ceased pounding his mailed paw against the rocks and looked hopefully at his seer.
You've got a plan, vixen. Tell me!
We'll snare him like a fish in a net, lord.
Fool! Where is there a net big enough to hold him? We don't have any such net.
No. But we still have a few big tent canvases.
The warlord's face split into a huge grin.
Of course! He can't club his way through canvas. Once we bag the badger, those hairs will fold like dead bark.
Sunflash was beset on all sides. He whirled and roared in a fury, unable to get at his attackers. The vermin kept their distance, slinging rocks and firing arrows. The heavily meshed mail tunic and iron war helmets were weighing the badger lord down, but he could not chance removing them. His paws sunk deep in the soft sand, and bellowing and howling, he shook the big mace.
You lily!
Rocks and shafts clanged and thudded against the enraged badger lord. The vermin circled like small vicious predators trying to bring down a big beast, hurling their missiles and keeping out of his range. Sand was in every crevice of his chainmail. The iron helmet, hot from the sun's rays, caused sweat to trickle over Sunflash's head, into his mouth, down his ears, blinding and stinging his maddened eyes. Nowhere through the small visor slits could he see his enemy, Swart. He began floundering, and an arrow thudded deep into his unprotected paw. With a roar, he tore the shaft out and, snapping it in two, he hurled it at his unseen tormentors. A spear raked his foot paw as he lifted it from the entrapping sand. Blundering and staggering, he tottered toward the rocks, not knowing in which direction he was moving. Then the canvases trapped him like a great fish in a net. Suddenly, Sunflash felt the enveloping weight fall on him, driving him down on all fours into the sand. Everything went dark as he fought blindly against the tough, unyielding canvas. He could vaguely hear Swart's voice.
Keep those blades away. I want him alive. Jump on that canvas. Pile sand on it. We've got him.
Completely stifled and overburdened, the badger's helmeted head hit the soft sand, his senses swimming as he fought for breath.